Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Hey Siman Yud Beis. This series on the topic of Halakas Neiros is sponsored anonymously as a schus for those who need shidduchim. Chayyadim Siman Yud Beis says Noigim Shavurchem Harbe Noshim Bebayis Echad Duchomash Masifin Or Yesh Bo Simcha Yisar. We already touched on this idea, the idea that multiple women should light in the same place. The Shulchan Aruch says that that's incorrect. Once there's light there, so another woman cannot light, make a bracha. And Moshe said our meaning is to do so, to make that multiple people can make a bracha in the same place. So the Chayyadim brings that down. But it should be nicker that each woman is doing her own separate hadlaka. And being moistive, since they're adding into the or, that's a benefit. The brighter the room, the happier it is. The more Arnik Shabbos, the more Shalom Bayis, etc. So each woman is adding something, but it's in the same life. That's not correct. That people do not understand that it's just you're doing a separate action. However, even though he says that we should not do that, but the minhag is to do it. Mishabur explains many times women were poor enough they didn't have their own leichter and they would have to share a leichter. And so that is the minhag. So halacha l'maaseh, that is the minhag. You'll have multiple women lighting by simcha, going to having a mitzvah and having a suitor Friday night. Multiple women will be lighting in the same place. Preferably, if it can be done in a way which each person is clearly adding something more to the situation, that would be more appropriate. Siman Yud Gimel. Yes, not only how the good neighbors, to some people which have a minhag to light, always to light 10 neighbors. And the Shabbos says that this minhag does not require that they necessarily be on the table. It could be other areas in the room. Keneged the Seres HaDibros. And some people have a minhag, yes, Malik and Zion. Some people have a minhag to light 7 neighbors for the 7 days of the week. Well, Kaponim Miroi Shalalifchus Mibayz neighbors, Keneged Zachar B'Shomer. Preferably, a person should not do less than 2. Corresponding to Zachar and Shomer, there is one case in Hilchos Yom Tov where it says that a person is allowed to light a nair when a person didn't do the appropriate preparations beforehand to allow him to light. He lights one nair. So in that situation, the minimal amount that one has to light is actually one nair. That which we do too is a minig, but it's an appropriate minig. Yes, and there is Yafim. The neighbors should be nice neighbors. It's a hit or mitzvah. The hit or mitzvah on the neighbors, the hit or mitzvah on the Shabbos, that the neighbors are nice, that it adds to the Anik Shabbos. A woman who forgot to light. So, not that she lit less than usual, she just didn't light at all. So, we give a kanas as a motivator not to make this mistake, that they're going to always have to add on one more nair. So that's going to be financially some element of a burden on the person. The people were fairly poor. It's going to be potentially an issue of embarrassment. Why are you lighting this extra nair? The minhag of the city was everybody light, women light, all the women were light 2 nairs, and she's lighting 3. So why are you doing that? Nowadays, many women light corresponding to the members of their children. It's not always necessarily obvious that element. But we still have the other element of the kanas. Each time she forgets, she adds one more ner. It's to be a reminder that she should be more careful. Therefore, if that's the reason, it's not to compensate for the lack of light which existed that Friday night. It's a kanas. So the woman was an oinus. She wasn't able to light for a valid reason. There's no reason to give her a kanas. One can fulfill this kanas by adding more oil, using a larger amount of oil each time. So until now, she was putting an ounce of oil. She put an ounce and a tenth, 1.1 ounces of oil. If she's using a 2-inch nair, she can use a 3-inch nair. It's a longer nair. The nair will therefore she'll fulfill this kenas by being moisif more or in that way. So that's not as obvious. So clearly the point over here is not sufficient to make it obvious, but she in her mind knows that she's forced to add more because of something she did wrong. That'll be a reminder not to make the mistake in the future. Okay, so the second half of the paragraph deals with the denarius have to be benefit the person actually on Shabbos. So the person has to make sure that they last long enough. We'll clarify those points, but it's a shem in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.